95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee, sir. How art thou?
I am good. Thank you.
What's going on?
Why do you say thee and thou?
To annoy the F out of you.
Where does that come from?
Your butt. And weirdly, it comes from your butt.
You have a lot of little things like that when you say butt.
Too many.
You have to say ox. I've noticed that recently.
Really? Yeah. Just recently, yeah. That's been going on. I don't know. I need to see a doctor.
I don't pay attention to you.
But Why would you?
There's a lot of little things like
that. Sure. There's a lot.
Like, you literally couldn't say the word butt without following
it
up with
very
ox.
Very true. But ox, that doesn't always happen. There are times.
It does, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right now that I think about it.
I think that's a weird thing. We need to get into that.
Just a way to talk about your butt. That's
sure.
Not yours, by the way.
No,
sir.
Not. No.
God.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
we? Alrighty.
Give me five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I forgot what it is. I knew what it was. Hold on a second. It's really good.
Sligo's the guy
it's
that
neat.
Comes up with
yeah,
the ideas.
Yeah, it's a neat idea. Oh, someone suggested, and I love this, harmonica. Songs with harmonicas in them.
All right.
So we have him on tape. We recorded him on reel-to-reel tape, suggesting it just the other day. So that's what we're going to be doing. If you can think of songs with harmonicas in them.
I do love a good harmonica.
And we got to shout out the harmonica player for each song as well.
So. Sure.
Some good stuff.
We're going to talk about strange superstitions.
Cool.
And I have one that I follow.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, I mean, you have to do every time?
No, but it's weird how little the thought is, but then you act on it.
Oh,
you actually do something based on that stupid little thought.
Got to follow through.
And when I think about the thought, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But for some reason, I do it.
Humans are insane.
That ties into the lottery, which is now.
Oh, yeah.
Both lotteries are like
another ticket or 10.
Half a billion dollars something like that.
Right.
There's a mayor that married an alligator.
What is with all the alligators of late?
Alligator.
The mayor and the
alligator
were married recently.
I want to watch that consummation. I really do. I want to watch the hell.
Sindientes, por favor.
Pay per view.
And we've got your Disney tickets.
Yeah, that's right. So you got to be listening for a keyword. You need to be caller 25. And when you are, when we tell you to call, you tell us the word piglet this hour.
The word this hour is piglet.
Piglet. And if you got that word and you're caller 25, then we're going to get you into the park. We're going to get you in after everybody's been thrown out. What day is that? August?
Something? August the 24th.
Yes.
And that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
It's a 2 for Tuesday. It's a couple from Metallica.
Piglet.
Don't say that loud whisper.
Piglet.
That's the keyword.
Oh, yeah. Piglet's the keyword. I thought that was my new name. I have so many names.
I thought you were just calling me that.
Piglet Sadie's Benz. You be a caller 25 when we tell you to, and you're going to go to Disney's California Adventure Park if you know the keyword, piglet. We'll give you more details on that later.
We'll tell you when to call as well.
Yeah.
First, a mayor in Mexico married...
alligator.
An alligator.
I can't believe this picture. He's in love with this alligator.
He's kissing the top of the alligator's head, and it's in a wedding dress.
It is very 2023. This world is falling to shreds.
That
alligator
must be pissed.
Stop kissing my head. I'm going to kill you. As soon as we get home.
Here's part of the story.
A mayor of a small Mexican town has wed a crocodile.
Yes.
How do you get, like, handed a piece of paper, however they get the news these days, and that's what it says on it?
Yep.
A mayor of a small Mexican town has wed a crocodile.
Sounds hot.
He kissed the 7-year-old reptile, carried it in his arms, and even posed for pictures.
Yeah, we've seen the pictures.
Yes.
You need to retweet those.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The croc is dressed in a bride's white costume, complete with a veil.
What is this delivery?
I don't know. Complete with a veil.
Am I getting a massage while I'm listening to this?
Is it AI? Maybe it's AI.
It has been nicknamed Little Princess.
By no one.
I don't know. I think that they're wishing.
And you can see how it gets royal treatment. Why, you ask? This is all part of an age-old ritual, which is conducted for prosperity.
What?
For prosperity.
What?
This is a ritual between two communities, the Juaves and the Chontales.
So we should know about this.
Clearly. Well, I mean, let's listen a little more.
Okay.
Because
tradition has it that centuries ago, the two groups had frictions, which were overcome when... which were overcome when a Toronto king married a princess of the Huave group. Today, the mayor represents the former, and a crocodile, the latter.
I'm sorry, what?
She's the worst laugh ever, and why is that?
What happened? Like, why does the... Where did the princess go? Why do we not have an alligator?
She got eaten by a crocodile, I suppose.
That's crazy talk. So now the mayor represents the former,
naturally,
and the crocodile...
You know, as Ed Wood.
...is the latter.
As you would expect.
What?
This represents the union between the princess, that is the crocodile, and the servant.
But why is a croc part of this?
Good guess. Answer to our question.
Because it is thought to represent a deity that is linked with the earth, and its marriage to the local leader symbolizes unity.
Can you imagine if the alligators were gods?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Alligator.
Pluto.
Not only was I always a fan of that particular cartoon dog, Pluto, but it is also...
I thought you were going to say planet.
It's also, that's not a planet.
I know.
Not a planet at all.
I hear you.
Your friend is wrong. It's also the keyword you need between now and 5. We'll tell you to call and be caller 25. You need to know the word Pluto in order to get yourself into the Disney California Adventure.
Don't call for that right
Don't
now,
call for that right
but
now.
We will take your
Pluto,
call
Pluto, Pluto.
In the 4 o'clock hour. All right, listen. I lived for a minute, hot minute, in Chatsworth.
Okay.
And it's an area that loves its animals.
Okay.
There's horse stables and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Old school, long time ago.
Don't love this. Not loving this.
What's this?
Don't love this.
What?
Don't
the fact that nothing
love
is going on?
The following newsport.
This
15-foot-long python is on the loose in Chatsworth after escaping from its home more than a week ago.
All right.
This is going on right this second, isn't it? Wow.
It's July 3rd, which is a week ago Monday.
And it's still out there.
A week ago yesterday, yes.
Probably hanging out in a bar, you know. Like,
having some drinks.
Yeah, man. Wow.
The snake poses little threat to people, but house pets venturing outdoors could be in danger.
Damn it!
That's the only mention that they say of house pets. And listen to how careful they are to not mention house pets.
Eyewitness News reporter Sophie Flay joining us live with more on the search for this python.
Was a damn python and let it out. Stupid idiot.
Sons of bitches.
Mark, a nightmare for neighbors and for the owners of this 15-foot python. The owner says that she's likely coiled up in a dark spot, hiding somewhere, but you never know.
She should be in your damn house, woman.
But she could be on the move.
Well, good. Those are the two options. Great.
She can be curled up, absolutely doing no harm, or eating your chihuahua.
On the move.
Right this second.
The one spot where you don't check, that's going to be where she'll be.
That's a lot of different places. The entire planet.
That's the owner. That helps.
Could be
the one place you don't look.
Tonight, the search continues for a 15-foot reticulated python that escaped from this Chatsworth home earlier this month.
We're concerned. We're kind of antsy. We've been looking day and night.
At night, the black and yellow snake named Big Mama sleeps inside the garage. During the day, she hangs out in this outdoor sanctuary. Every once in a while, spending the night outdoors.
And she out there with Logan? Logan's Run?
Wow.
Does she have an onk to get out there?
That was painful.
To the sanctuary?
And on July 3rd, the cage was accidentally left unlocked.
Sons of bitches!
Come on!
The owner is scouring the neighborhood. He says Big Mama feeds on rabbits and shouldn't be too hungry.
Yeah, but also...
Shouldn't be too hungry.
Rabbits now. Shouldn't be.
It can eat rabbits.
But we said earlier... Pets.
But they don't want to bring that word back in.
Terrify your horse.
The owner is terrified that somebody's going to kill it or hurt it because people are so afraid.
Don't let it get out.
People are afraid like we are.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a 15-foot python. No.
But small dogs and cats are on the list of animals she could go after.
On the menu, in other words.
Reticulated pythons like that can eat almost anything they can catch, which is kind of the part that makes people who are not snake people a little bit nervous.
Not snake people.
This is specialist.
Eating small things like mice and rats. Once they get really big, they can eat things like rabbits. They can eat things like pigs, birds.
Pigs.
We're pretty anxious just because...
I'm sorry, hold on.
Pigs! No,
rabbits.
Don't go there. Yeah.
Pigs?
Yeah.
But they don't mention dogs or
cats. Yeah, your dog and cat in Chatsworth, just fine. Don't you worry about that.
Some people are not very fond of reptiles.
Me?
I mean, I'm fine them being in a house.
Sure,
I don't care.
If you want to keep one, fine.
Keep it in the damn house.
Sure.
Do you keep your python hidden at all times?
Is that code?
Yes!
Okay.
And we're scared that somebody might harm the snake.
They've put up 300 flyers throughout the neighborhood.
Terrify the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Asking people to call or text the number posted to the flyer or contact animal control if they see her. Neighbors say they're terrified.
We're just fearful for our lives, actually, for the lives of our pets and our family, that something might happen, you know, and it's like we're wondering, like, how this could have even happened in the first place.
I think everybody should be able to own whatever the hell they want, but if you can't keep it in your damn house...
I don't know, man.
Come on.
I don't love it. Yeah. I don't love Big Mama. I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Wiggy Tugan, a.k.a. Near Boredom, apparently listening online in Iowa, just tweeted me that he enjoyed that one. Are you experienced? And we're right in the middle of a twofer for Wiggy. We was asking online what you want to hear as a twofer. We got another one that he suggested coming in just a matter of moments.
I would like to bring up a topic that I don't know how to describe, but okay. I want people to call on it.
Oh, right.
Okay, so you need to help me describe it.
Okay.
The lottery is crazy right now. It's like $750 million.
Yeah, back up to some crazy amount.
Both Power and Mega Millions.
Right,
both.
Right.
And everybody that I know operates on their own assumption of what you should do to win the lottery.
Oh, right.
And
no, it's true.
No one I know won the lottery.
So none of those systems technically work.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Yes, please.
If you find, this is my assumption,
right?
And I don't know where this came from, like maybe I saw it in a newscast or something. If you find a really small, out-of-the-way place...
I've heard that too, and I kind of believe it. In fact, we have a favorite liquor store we go to buy our tickets.
There you go.
So we're right on the board in the same
thing. Which is ridiculous.
It is. It is.
But you actually act on that.
That's true.
I mean, that's weird.
We also drive a long ways to get to this liquor store because when we win a huge amount of money, we don't want anybody to know it was in our neighborhood. So
really, you're taking it that far?
Oh, yeah, because we know we're going to win. But it's a little liquor. Yeah, so that's something you have to do.
It's a strange little piece of information
it
that
is.
You got along the way that affects your behavior in a major way.
And I mean, it doesn't
it's
make
not
any
a superstition,
sense.
Is it? It's just a...
I guess not.
I think that's the wrong word because superstition is kind of like has some fake to it.
Yeah, it has like some sort of like witch's brew.
It's like an intuition
in.
That you have that you act on that isn't...
Well, I guess maybe
really based on anything.
Not, yeah, and maybe generally because you see when the big ticket is sold, it's always at some weird like what?
But it isn't.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
It isn't
a lot
but
of
that's
times.
My,
but yes.
That's
yeah,
the thing that
that's
catches my attention.
Yep. Do you have a favorite place you always go to buy your tickets?
No, it's got to be the small,
just anyone.
smaller liquor store.
Okay, yeah.
Not gas station necessarily, but I do buy them at gas stations.
Oh, you sort of avoid gas stations.
I mean, I do both.
Yeah.
And it's super weird that it actually affects my behavior like that because it's such a small intuition that you think might pay off that's absurd.
Do you pick your numbers or you let them pick it? That's another one. People are like, oh, no, I just let it pick it.
I let it pick it.
Yeah,
I
don't a lot of people have their numbers. They play their numbers because one of these days, all these numbers are going to come up. That to me would be very frustrating because if you miss it, you're in the hospital. You have to work that. You just didn't buy the ticket. And then the numbers come up. I would... So I sort of am giving myself that break just in case for some reason.
Just in case.
I could pick numbers and play them forever. I'm more inclined to do that sort of behavior.
Right, but you're not going to win that.
And I'm going to be screwed
I.
because somehow I'm not going to play the numbers that
No,
time.
But you're not going to win it either way. And yet still
you,
your behavior, mine for sure,
100%.
Is run
Locked
by these
in.
Small little intuitions that are stupid. Small little out of the way place.
You know, I mean, has anybody ever sat down with winners and asked them what were your rituals? You know,
ritual is a good word.
Yeah, maybe that's what. Maybe there is some sort of pattern there.
Do you have rituals around the lottery or something else like that, where you actually operate based on those rituals, which can be completely false?
Do you only buy when it's really huge, like it is right now?
I really do.
Yeah, me too.
And that's stupid.
It is.
It's just really dumb.
Like, there's more people playing, less chances to win.
I mean, it's just, you know, I don't want 20 million. Really? You know what I mean? Like, I don't pay attention until it gets to be 500 million.
Who want 20 million?
Right.
Who cares?
Well, what kind of stupid thinking is that?
That's very dumb.
Of course I want 20 million. That's ridiculous.
Clearly, because it turns over so much, it doesn't get to these crazy numbers that often.
Yeah, I think this is 13 or 14 in a row where they didn't have a winner.
So clearly,
at all.
13 and 14 times you could have won.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah.
Fewer people at the table. You know, I always go up to the roulette table when there's not as many people. There's got to be like three or four people playing.
Another crazy
it is.
Ritual
right.
that you sort of believe
Have
will
to.
Help your chances.
Yes.
What do you do that you think will help your chances?
To win.
Yes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If it's winning at poker, blackjack,
right,
gambling of any kind.
Yes.
You're trying to get tickets online for something. You have your little belief that you've actually
got to
follow.
Yep.
Which is crazy. We're all crazy.
818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS.
Just tuck this away in the brim of your cap, the word Pluto. It's a keyword, Pluto. Keep that in mind, Pluto.
Don't call now.
Nope.
We're talking about strange quirks to gambling.
Yeah, rituals, things you have to do.
Started with the lottery, and my belief that it's the small out-of-the-way places that where you could win.
Where you're likely to buy your tickets. I mean, we've never talked about this before, but we both do that, it turns out.
And I actually follow that with behavior.
Me
I actually
too.
Will stop and buy tickets
yep.
if it looks like it's out of the way
enough. A hole in the wall.
What kind of nonsense is that? So do you have one of those?
Oh, my God. I have rituals for blackjack.
Oh, okay. Really? Talk to us.
Do tell.
Yeah.
So if I double my money, every time I win after that, I put half the winnings in my pocket.
Oh, my God. I used to do that all the time in Vegas.
I had a system just like that.
And I would come home with money every time.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
You didn't come home all the time.
I did, but only when I won. I didn't win a lot.
Oh,
but the times that I sat and won, and that's what you're saying, is if you win, you put half of that in your...
Half of that away.
It worked.
Yeah. And does it work?
And then if you lose three hands in a row, you should always get up and walk away.
Yeah, right. I do torture myself. I'll sit there for 12 hands.
Yeah.
I mean, look, who's to say that that's not smart? But I just
can't do it. But yeah, putting away when you're winning actually did. And
that
I never
smart.
Do that anymore.
Yeah.
I need to go back to doing that. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for helping us figure out how to waste our money. KLOS, hello.
Yes. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. We're talking about little rituals that you have about gambling or winning money.
I know I myself, I can't go to Vegas and gamble sober. I don't know who does that. That's just kind of strange.
So you must be drunk in order to gamble.
I wouldn't say drunk, but, you know, you got to get the creative juices flowing. You know, I've never won any money with not a beer in my hand or a drink in my hand. You know, it's kind of just goes together.
Cocktails.
I kind of don't trust anybody that doesn't have a beer in their hand.
Totally.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What's your free cocktail of choice in Vegas?
Mine would be Jameson and ginger ale. That's what I named my son after.
Jameson is your son?
Jameson is my son's name, yes.
That's nice. Pretty great.
I love it.
That's pretty great.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Rituals for gambling, specifically the lottery, if you have something.
We yes,
buy
please.
Tickets. Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Call now. We've been talking about your, I guess it's instinct, gut.
Yeah, rituals. Yeah.
With gambling, and a guy called and said that he named his son after his favorite free beverage in Vegas, Jameson.
Cocktails! I love that.
So do you have one?
And yeah, that's funny. That guy named his kid Jameson.
Yeah, right?
I got a ginger ale as a son, so I'm good. No. Hey, me and a buddy used to go to Laughlin a bunch of times this summer, right?
Right.
But we'd stop in Laughlin first. He always wanted me with him because we'd go to the roulette table. And he'd go, okay, Mark, red or black? He put $100 down, and I go, oh, it's red. He goes, okay, $100 on black, and he'd win every single.
He just would go opposite what
opposite
you said.
Of whatever you said.
Whatever I said, just go opposite.
That's hilarious and makes no sense.
Yeah, but that's an interesting anti-luck charm. That's good. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, play side bet for the dealer.
Play side bets for the dealer? That's how you can.
Oh, okay.
Like for the $5, the only way he gets paid is if I win, plus the house pays him whatever I pay.
Yeah, so that actually works for you? Because I used to do that quite a bit. I haven't done it in years, but do you do that? And
the key word is if he says, you sure? Like if I say hit, and he says, if you're sure, that means don't hit.
So yeah, no, they will help you.
No, 100%.
They will help you
absolutely.
if you're kind to them. They will help
yes,
you.
Yes, very
sure.
much so, yeah. Yeah. They want you to win. They really do.
Of course.
Yeah, because you're not going to break the house. So, yeah. But, yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey. Betting rituals, what do you got?
I don't ever go to the table with the fewest people.
Oh, you don't? You avoid. You want a crowd.
Yes, I like the table to be as full as possible. But I always like to be like either second or third spot only because you can see what's coming out.
Yeah, no, that's a great spot. Very, very
I like third base myself. Are we talking about blackjack? No, I do.
Yes.
I get wherever I can.
Yes.
as far as I can.
I like third base because most people don't know how to play third base, and it drives me out of my mind. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
Well, you know what? You have to learn how to play baseball first.
Wait, are we talking about sex? Are we talking about baseball? Are we talking about blackjack?
I don't know. I'm confused as well.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there.
Hey.
I got a solution to the problem.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't gamble.
Probably the smartest.
Very much so.
Probably the smartest call we've gotten.
Absolutely.
And yet we reject you.
And yeah, we hashtag absolutely not. But thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
What are your rituals for gambling?
We're asking on Twitter for suggestions for twofers in G-Unit 1111 in Orange County. Suggested a couple from Priest. So we got another one coming up for you, dude.
All right. We're talking about your system for losing money.
It's funny you mentioned this because it was just the other day, my son and I took him to the Angel game. We live over here in Orange.
Yep.
And I'm looking out in center field and I get my camera out and I'm taking a picture. And he goes, "What are you taking a picture of?" I says, "Well, all the players' numbers that were on the back of their jerseys." Mm-hmm. I said, "I'm going to pick those for the lottery number." Didn't get one of them.
Damn it! I like that idea.
One.
Listen,
yeah,
that's...
I mean, it was just right in front of my face, and I was like, that's kind of cool. And it was just kind of epiphany, but they don't mean anything. It's all luck anyway, but it was fun to think I might win.
But you spent money on it. That's my favorite part, is you actually do act on those things.
Yeah, follow through.
Well, that's the only way you can win.
Unlike that last gentleman who called a little while ago and said that he doesn't gamble.
I mean, said don't gamble, which is ridiculous.
That's crazy talk, sir. That's crazy.
Yeah, what's that guy happening?
Right on, man.
All right, fellas.
Dude, thanks for calling.
The rest of your day, and we'll see you at the poker game.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey, let's talk gambling. What are your rituals?
Okay, so I would look at the, you know, the hot spot for lottery. It's like kind of like Keno.
The hot spot for the lottery is what?
Like Keno?
Like like you draw every like 4 minutes or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yep, every 4 minutes.
Yeah, and look at the old, like, the past.
Oh, yeah.
Minutes.
And see what numbers haven't come up.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Kind of pattern.
I used to do that at the roulette table. I would sit there and I would... Now they have the signs that show you everything that came up, because it really doesn't help you.
Right.
But I used to make note on... I would make little notes all over my hand and stuff, and like what numbers haven't come up, and I would play those numbers.
So you're saying you do that for the lottery?
Yeah, for the hot spot.
For the Keno, yeah. They play literally every 4 minutes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And how's it doing it for you? Is that helping?
I have never won.
Everybody has a system, and your system never helps you.
But we have to stick with it.
Give it five.
Do it. Hand him over. Hand over those five now, and no one gets hurt.
Five songs in a row.
With harmonicas in them.
You know, I think Cheyenne and Bo from Superstore will be happy about this, since they named their child Harmonica. Actually, Don E. wrote to our pal Marcy and suggested this for boot camp.
Oh, what a great idea.
It's a great idea, and so I stole it. I'm like, I'll have that.
I like it.
So we're going to do five songs with a harmonica in it. And the very first one is Tom J. Wrote it, sang it, played harmonica in it. Doobie Brothers. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or...
at Kevin and Sligo on Twitter. I always love that song.
So good. That's some great harmonica playing. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I was calling for the harmonica song.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
The Wizard from Black Sabbath.
Nice one. Very, very cool. Awesome. Who's this?
Adam from Fullerton.
Adam from Fullerton, we'll play it for you right now.
Right on, rock on, guys.
Tinkerbell.
That's the...
It's the angriest way that word's ever, ever been said.
Tinkerbell. That is the keyword this hour. Sometime between now and 6, we'll ask you to tell us Tinkerbell. And you know what that's for. Don E. suggested this particular grouping of songs.
Which is a good one, yeah. Songs with harmonicas.
I love songs with harmonicas. I just absolutely love it.
Positively Uncertain tweeted, middle of the road pretenders.
Yeah! Chrissy Hine playing a harmonica on this, apparently. It's kind of a secret, I guess. Happy to do it for you. Good one. It is all about the harmonica on Gimme 5.
KLOS, hello.
How about Bring It On Home, Led Zeppelin?
Wait, who said they hate harmonicas?
Surfer Man just tweeted, "I hate harmonicas." Just saying,
it is you. It's a definite one side or the other, man. You either love this sound or not so much. It's all about harmonicas on the Gimme 5 today.
And Ernie Manuel says, train, train, Blackfoot.
We were taking suggestions on our socials for twofers today and got a couple people saying, hey, how about some Rush? Greg was up first. Actually, second there, Sir Clinks-a-Lot, he calls himself on the tweet machine, and he wanted Red Barchetta, and then right before that, Martin, who asked for Subdivisions, which, man, was that my high school experience.
Was it?
Yeah, it really was, yeah. I need give me that dollar. I'm going to win today, man. I've decided. That's all there is to it.
10 biggest summer movies of the 90s.
I am not going to win today. I guess you get to keep your dollar.
The 10 biggest summer movies of the 90s.
I mean, that really shouldn't be hard. The 90s.
The 90s. You were here in Los Angeles.
Yep. That was we definitely went to movies.
Yep.
You and I used to, and then you'd skip over into the other theater.
How
you'd
dare
stay all
you
day.
Suggest?
I mean, I always paid, of course.
How dare you?
Wow. That's a long time ago now. 30 years ago. Damn. One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
You said 30 years ago. I will tell you that the number one movie was released in 1999.
Oh, in 99.
So it's a whole decade.
99.
Yep.
You know, it's weird. When I start watching 90s movies, I don't like them very much. You know, I'm starting at 2000, like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is just a whole new level. And it seems like ever since then, in the last 20 years, they're just getting better and better.
Oh, I don't think that's true. That's an overstatement. It's been a lot of duds.
90s movies just... Blah.
90s movies, I will say this. I'll give you this hint that I watched one of the biggest over the 4th of July holiday.
It
sucked.
Oh, really?
I forgot how bad it was.
Really? You liked it back in the 90s?
Yep.
And it did really well? It's on this list?
It's number three, yeah.
Huh. And it blows now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm finding every time I watch it. You know the one that made me crazy because I was such a Star Wars head kid. I loved it. And then, you know, the next couple
were
Star
Wars head kid?
Yeah. So I hated those three in the 90s. Like the first one, or number four or whatever it was. I guess it's number one.
Number four is A New Hope.
Now shut up. I hate that.
Star Wars Episode One.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
With that called kid. The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace.
Is number one.
Is it?
$421 million.
Because everybody was so excited, and then it was just awful.
I didn't hate 1, 2, and 3 as much as everybody else did.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they're better than 4, 5, and 6, but
no.
I didn't hate them.
I like the new ones, too, a lot. The last three, I liked them a lot.
All right, so you got one.
I got one. I think that's all I'm going to get. Men in Black.
Men in Black is your guess.
Yeah, I loved that movie. Oh, yeah! Woo!
In 1977, right. It was number seven, and it made $235 million. Two guesses, two correct. What's happening?
I don't know.
I didn't think you'd do any good in this category.
Well, same dude. I don't know if I want to go for that or...
Same dude.
Yeah, the guy that pissed everybody off not too long ago. Mm. I want to say, but I don't know that it did that well. I really liked it. I'm not going to say it yet. I'll say Austin Powers, because that was a big damn thing. Get out of here! Are you serious?
Austin Powers, the spy who shagged me.
Story out of that one. I skipped work one night. I was really pissed off. I was like, screw it. I'm not going to go be on the radio. I'm going to go watch Austin Powers instead. Yeah. Called in. No, I didn't even call in. I didn't go.
Just didn't show up.
You know how it was back then.
$205 million, number nine.
So
you get three guesses and you got three right.
Nice. I really didn't think 70s movies.
I really didn't think.
Yeah.
No, this is 90s.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I do know these numbers. You got to get one more, though.
Whitney Houston always turns up in everything, and I can't stand it. Was The Bodyguard in the 90s? Man.
I don't know if it was in the 90s, but it's not in the top 10.
All right, I'll say the other one, because now I'm really running out of ideas that I thought of. Wild Wild West? I loved that movie.
Wild Wild West?
Yeah. Remember that movie?
Is that the guy you were talking about?
Yeah.
Incorrect. He was in another movie.
Yeah, he was in, you know, Men in Black.
Yes, he was in another movie.
Oh, he was in another movie.
Yes.
Oh, no.
In the top 10.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Was I Am Legend from the 90s, or was that later?
I don't know. It's not the top 10. I'm giving you a lot of help.
Yeah, you are. What other movies is he in? He
was the so one funny. I hated.
Oh, the one you hated? The one you watched?
Yes.
And hated?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Over the 4th of July. What is wrong with you?
Oh, Independence Day.
Yeah. Ah!
He was in it.
Barely.
Hell yeah. Yes, I got a dollar.
That is crazy.
I am rich, rich, rich.
I almost didn't do that list because I didn't think you had a shot. because you weren't paying attention to movies then.
No, I really wasn't.
Number 10 is Armageddon.
Okay, all right.
Number 9 is Austin Powers. Number 8 is The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Oh, wow, okay.
Number 7 is Men in Black. Number 6 is Forrest Gump.
I hate that movie so much.
Do you really? I love it.
I really do.
Number 5 is Twister. I don't remember anything about
it. Twister. I just remember a cow flying by.
Number 4 is The Lion King. Number 3 is Independence Day. Number 2 is...
I would not have gotten that if you hadn't given me that. There's no way I would have thought of that movie.
Number 2 is Jurassic Park. I know, but you had the actor.
Yeah, I know.
And number 1 is Star Wars Episode 1.
Phantom Menace. One of the worst motion pictures ever made.
You won $1.
Yeah!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. A mayor in Mexico married an alligator.
This is not some sort of weird lie or bizarre fake story. It's
true. It happened.
Yeah.
It is true. And he put the alligator in a wedding dress. Dear Lord, he's going to get torn up. We talked to people about their gambling systems, even though they don't normally work. And a guy called to say that when he plays roulette, his friend always asks him red or black and then bets the opposite of what he says.
I have a friend that I think I might start doing that with when we go, because she is bad luck for us. So that would be perfect.
And tomorrow we've got more tickets for the KLOS Takeover, the Disney California Adventure.
That's right. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're closing it down on August 24th for the 2nd year in a row. And we will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Plus, you got to know the keyword. We've been given the keyword every hour, and if you know what it is and you're caller 25, you win now. Hey, Noodles, you out there? You know, Noodles from The Offspring did a show for us.
Yeah.
It was the Punk Evolution, which was bloody awesome. I was asking on Twitter just a few minutes ago what twofers you want to hear today. Noodles spoke up and said, how about some AC/DC?
Sluggo said, I hate that idea.
Not a massive fan of AC/DC, that's for damn sure. And I do remember he loved this one, Sin City, so happy to do it for you, the nudes. Noodles from The Offspring, kind enough to answer our call on Twitter for twofer suggestions. And he wanted a couple from AC/DC. More than happy to play AC/DC anytime at all. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Taylor.
Taylor?
Taylor, you're caller 25.
Yeah, baby.
Now all you got to do is give us the keyword so we can send you to hang out with us, Disney California Adventure Park.
I think I heard you say it was Piglet.
Yeah!
You did hear that, exactly. Yes, well done. You got 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
Awesome. I hope I run into you guys.
Well, I'm hoping you're dressed as Piglet when you're there. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello?
Who are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your name?
Who are you? Who?
Christina.
Who? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was making noises. What's your name?
Christina.
Christina,
you are caller 25.
No way!
Now all you got to do is give us the keyword.
Is it Pluto?
It is Pluto.
Well done. You got 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
You're going
to
be out there with us after the park closes.
How many people are there in that car?
57.
2.
2, okay. You guys make a lot of noise for 2 people. I like it.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicolette.
Nicolette, do you know the keyword?
I do. It is Tinkerbell.
Yeah!
Tinkerbell is correct, and you're caller 25.
Oh, I'm so excited. I didn't even expect to get through.
You did, and you win!
You won 4 tickets to join us on August 24th. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Has Tinkerbell ever won you anything before?
No, this is the first, and I'm obsessed with her now.
Hold on, don't go away. I'm going to be dressed as Tinkerbell when we go, by the way, down there.
Nope.
Yes, I am. Hey, we got a couple suggestions for a couple from Rush on a 2 for Tuesday. We were asking online what you wanted to hear. And someone who calls himself Martian, who has one of the coolest alien profile pictures I've ever seen, suggested this one, Subdivisions on KLOS. I would imagine Stevie Nicks would suggest some sort of black magic ritual to win.
Sure. While we're talking about gambling, if you don't mind,
no, yeah.
KLOS is the reigning combat poker champion.
Yeah.
We want you on our team this Saturday.
Well, that's right, this Saturday. Wow.
I am the team captain, which scares me because that's a lot of pressure. It all goes down this Saturday at Commerce Casino and Hotel. You can register now by going to 99.5. 955klos.com/poker.
And you're going to be sitting out there playing with everybody that goes out there and plays. That's
and you
awesome.
Can win over $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Damn. That's this Saturday, so go register right now. Where?
955klos.com/poker.
The definition of a single being dropped means it's released suddenly without any preamble or hoopla. And that's exactly what happened with David Bowie's Space Oddity. On this day in rock in 1969, it was Rush released to beat the moon landing, which happened just a couple of days later. Okay, I don't remember this at all, but ELO took a whole bunch of ads out in trade magazines dedicating their new song, Don't Bring Me Down, to Skylab, which crashed to Earth on this day in rock in 1979. That part I remember. You big fan of the Stones album Voodoo Lounge? It was released on this day in rock in 1994.